A Rayo Original Podcast.
Our DJ name would be Pinky in the Brain. Pinky Pete's the Brain.
Yeah, obviously.
It's only because your head's big, though. He muted me at one point because he said my content was irritating him.
I think it was after I watched one of your Day in the Lifes.
People love those.
People do. Pete doesn't. People have got quarter-life crisis hobbies.
I had any of those?
You're just a crisis.
Does anyone here know he drives a white sports car? It's Barbie's car.
It's a limited edition. I'm not even going to get into it.
It's a limited edition Malibu Dream House sold separately.
The Sunday Rose Best Bites with Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood.
Welcome to the Sunday Roast with Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood. These are all the bits that we can't talk about on the radio, so just a little bit spicier.
Yeah, I think it's the fun bits.
The fun bits, yeah, I like it. Although the radio show's fun.
Yes, I do bring an element of fun to the radio.
What do I do?
The buttons.
Okay, excellent. Yeah, Liv is the personality hire. King Charles has revealed himself to be a DJ.
Well, a trainee DJ.
A trainee DJ, yeah. He's just sort of an apprentice, if you like. So King Charles has had a go on the decks in Manchester at a charity event. What do you think about King Charles DJing? I feel like I don't think he'd be great here.
No.
Because there's lots of buttons, lots of close things together, and he's got fingers like baguettes.
So they're sausagey, aren't they?
Yeah, they're
chunky.
So I just feel like he'd struggle. Maybe he'd need like a custom set of decks, do you know what I mean, with everything a bit more spaced out. You know when you get them people and they can't read, so their text on their phone is huge. He'd kind of need that in DJ deck form.
Yeah, I don't think he's going to be turning it into a career anytime soon. Me, on the other hand...
Is it kind of inspired you to...
I've been inspired for like 4 years. It's not got round to it.
No, you've...
Like other things have taken priority.
Yeah. So do you think this is your time now?
I reckon maybe this summer, if I could try and find a bit of time, I'd like to have some lessons.
Right, okay.
What would your DJ name be?
To be honest with you, I'd probably go with something like just DJ Pete.
Oh.
It's very me, isn't it?
Yeah.
I don't know what else you could...
Or maybe just DJ.
Do you know what? Actually, yeah, maybe I should be DJ.
Yeah.
Or just DJ DJ. What do we think?
Do you know what I think what it is, if I'm honest, guys? I don't know if I actually want, if it's the music. I think I just kind of want to be in the club all summer. I like being in the booth.
I can imagine you in King Charles's DJ booth.
Yeah, just
in
I
the background, just waving
too.
Your hands in the air.
And me and Camilla just throwing it down in the back of the booth.
I think that would be great. I would love to see it.
Fire in the booth.
To get the, I would absolutely love that. That's an image that I would like to see this year in Ibiza.
Weirder things has happened. This world, this year is very weird. Anything could happen.
There's a couple of months before kind of the Ibiza season starts. You know, if he keeps on with the practice, he could get himself a little residency.
Are you ready to return to Ibiza?
Of course.
I'm literally unpacked.
What, for Ibiza?
Minute someone calls it on, I'm going straight to the airport. It doesn't matter what I'm doing, I'll walk to the airport.
I mean, we're getting to the age now where, you know, we've done Ibiza for a number of years, but it just doesn't...
It gets better now.
The novelty just doesn't wear off, does
I'm
it?
I'm having more fun in Ibiza now than I did when I was 18.
Yeah, it's wild, isn't it?
I got more money.
If you had a nightclub, Liv, what would you call it?
Olivia's.
Nice, yeah.
Very original, but I just think it's
How
a good
How did you come
name.
Up with that?
It's just a twist on my name. I'm Olivia.
Or
Olivia's House.
Olivia's House. Yeah, I like it. That's good. Do you know what I'd call mine?
Can't now, though, can I?
I would be the top DJ there. It would be DJ Pete performing at Pete's.
Nice. Yeah. So this, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a good thing that we're not in the creative side of this industry because our ideas are awful, dude.
I do feel like people's names and that are a bit silly nowadays, though. Everyone just has to go look that out there. Like, I struggle. I know we do the radio and that, but sometimes I have to ask people how to pronounce people's names because...
There's a lot of the singers and DJs. They're just, it's like...
Well, yeah, I just think, why have you called yourself, like, you know...
Minky and Moorgrab.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah, like, half of them sound
Our
like,
DJ name would be Pinky in the Brain.
Pinky in the Brain.
I'm Pinky, Pete's the Brain.
Yeah, obviously.
It's only because your head's big, though.
Well, yeah, and you're clever. Tall and lanky.
You see, he has to take it like a little bit too far, doesn't he? Make it unsavoury.
Are there any other side quests you'd like to take on?
Kind of like feel like I'm doing
I don't think you have any time for any more side
quests.
No,
I think if there was anything I could do, like I'd like to, I don't know.
It's tough, isn't it?
Like sometimes I have the urge to do like some extreme sports.
Yeah.
Like, you know, just to kind of feel something, like jump out an aeroplane or maybe like go deep sea diving or maybe like touch a live alligator.
Yeah, nice. Nice.
Just like things that make me feel alive.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, completely. I completely
get it. Do you ever get
that? Yeah, absolutely.
What
all the time.
I do, so you like be a cowboy?
Yeah, that would be my side quest.
You can borrow my sister's horse if you want. We'll take some pictures of you.
Job done. There you go. I'd absolutely do that. I think it would be great. You know, I can just do sort of like radio and podcasts and that during the week, and then the weekends I can just like
ride a dressage pony.
Yeah,
and like in full cowboy gear.
Yeah, and just lasso things, wear leather chaps. What a side quest that is.
I have chaps. They've got no butt in them.
Yeah, I don't think they'll suit me.
Tate McRae can't do anything wrong for me.
Listen, I'm a big fan.
I think she can't make any wrong decisions. You, on the other hand, I think you've made a massive decision.
Okay, here we go. Get ready for this.
We're having some fun in the break, me and the producer team, and we felt like you guys
everyone but me, basically, was having lots of fun.
Pete comes around the corner this morning. Does anyone here know he drives a white sports car?
What is wrong with that?
It's Barbie's car.
It's not Barbie's car. And I'll tell you what you didn't have to do, all right? You didn't have to Google what Barbie's car was and then relate it to mine.
I had a Barbie dream house. The car sold separately. I also acquired the car and it was a white sports car.
There's nothing wrong with that. Is it the colour that's the problem?
Do you know what? It's
the size,
like,
that's the problem?
Do you know what? And I mean this with absolutely no disrespect. It would make sense if it was like Tyler West. You.
Because he's fresh out the box.
Because he's fresh looking at you, like, with your tattoos, your hairs.
Would you expect me to drive then? Like a pickup truck. Wonderful. Excellent. Just for the record, Liv has just ordered a new car and she's basically, it's Jeremy Clarkson's car. You live in SW, whatever it is.
Don't stop saying my postcode on the radio.
He's never seen a farm. There'll be no mud on it. It's just ridiculous.
It's a country car for Chelsea.
Tractor. That says everything we need to know about you. Ridiculous woman. Talking of people that have changed their cars, Bad Bunny, as we were saying, has traded in his £3 million sports car for a 2003 Toyota. He's bought it because it's such a common car, he can get around without people knowing who he is.
The logic behind it makes sense,
yeah.
But the fact that he's broadcasted it has now, I think, it defeats the purpose, because now...
Anyone that's driving a Toyota, there are now people peering in the windows at them to work out if he's Bad Bunny.
Yeah.
So, I saw one earlier on and I just popped up out of nowhere... I just had a little look in, see if it was Bad Bunny.
What does Bad Bunny look like?
He's a good-looking man.
So if you watched the show a couple of weeks ago, we discussed the fact that Pete drives a Barbie car.
It's not a Barbie car.
The internet agreed with me. One day we spoke on the phone and Pete's like, oh yeah, one second. I was like, I'm just in a shop. And I was like, what kind of shop? And then he was like, I was going to go outside. And I was like, okay. He sold the Barbie car. He was in the Porsche dealership. That was 6 days post-roast. You sold your car.
I'm going to be honest, yeah. When I left the Sunday roast after the Barbie car incident, let's call it, where you just slated my car, I went straight home and contacted the Porsche dealer and said, I'm going to come in this week, arrange the appointment, and it's gone.
Hey, this show is like called the Sunday roast. Like, if you can't handle the heat, honey.
Oh, no, get out of the kitchen.
Yeah.
Listen, I didn't do it because of you. I didn't do it because of the abuse.
I didn't bow down
to the peer pressure.
The internet is going to disagree. Well, you got out of having a Barbie car. A week later, you sold it. You're telling us there's no correlation.
There is no correlation. Okay. It's because I have Rodney, new dog. He's getting bigger.
And he's embarrassed of your car.
I hate you so much. He can't fit in that car anymore, so I needed to get a bigger car.
Not even a full-size human can fit in your car. So, of course, the dog's not going to fit in your car.
Just because I could never give you a lift, because all your limbs would be hanging out the windows, the only way you'd be able to give Liv a lift in my car is, you know, like you do surfboard on the top and you just lay it horizontally across the roof?
Strap me to the roof?
Just strap you to the roof.
Can you strap things to a soft top?
It wasn't a soft top, it was a hard top. It was a limited edition. I'm not
it's
even going to get into
it. Limited edition that Malibu that Dream House sold separately.
That's good.
Thank you.
That was very good.
Tell us about your new car, though.
No, I don't want to. What's happened today? I started so well. I was in such a good mood. So I've got a bigger car.
Mm.
Now, the problem that I have is a lot of cars are quite boring, aren't they? So people just go with black and, you know, whatever else. So I may have gone a little out there on the colour. So I told Liv the colour of my new car, and I'm going to say this in as manly way as I possibly can. It's cashmere beige. And Liv's response was what?
I said, what's your opposition to having a masculine car?
I just think it's rude.
When am I getting invited on Man Made, by the way?
To be fair,
do you
know
what? It's a step up from a white sports car. It's adjacent to, but it's...
I'm going
to
be honest with you.
Do you know who would love, and I say this with the full respect because I love
strapping.
Her. Molly May would love your car. Everything she has is like beige. She's got like her beige Adidas collection, her house is all beige. She's got a beige G-Wagon. She would love your car. like you're giving like Instagram aesthetic, girl.
You know, I'm just trying to make it in the world.
Will you post it without making it into black and white?
It's specifically going to be black and white now.
Why
just so that people can't see.
Black and white?
Well, because I'm old, I need a bleff apparently. Black
and
white
need a bleff.
Black and white makes people look better. It makes me look better. And also, this is now another problem because we've discussed the black and white thing. Anytime I post a picture, I get messages from people going, Liv won't like this.
If they tag me in your photos, they go, have you seen this? I'm like, how can I? It's
yeah,
music.
It's muted. That's the mad thing. Liv and I have muted each other.
No, wait, I was joking. I've never muted you. He muted me at one point because he said my content was irritating him.
What can I do? I think it was after I watched one of your Day in the Lifes.
Love those.
People do. Pete doesn't.
Okay, Pete, you're on your doom scrolling.
No.
Yes, you do doom scroll now.
I do.
I've caught you doing it.
Yeah.
And you're watching a video. There's nothing like the betrayal of watching 2 minutes of someone's TikTok. For example, I might be watching someone going, watch me dye my hair, get to the end, towel on their head, come back for part two.
No.
How dare you?
No.
Because I just feel like I've been tricked. And I know for some people it's a numbers game, but I just want it in one TikTok. Is that too much to ask?
I completely agree with that.
Feels like they've betrayed you.
Well, it's 10 and a half a story with no ending. I just want to get to the ending. Do you know what I find? It happens quite a lot with like hairdressers, barbers.
Unboxings, I like. I like watching people opening handbags and stuff online. Like, it's like kind of like that's my sort of happy place on the internet. And like, I don't want to hear you describe your whole shopping day and then not show me the bag.
But also,
show it to me.
I don't have TikTok, but you know, I spend a lot of time, you know,
on
watching
it.
Yeah, with work, and you're always on TikTok, people are always on TikTok. Can't you make TikToks that are 60 minutes long now?
60 minutes?
Yeah.
An hour?
Yes. I think you can make them an hour long, so there's actually no need for a part one, part two. That's the point of this.
The Sunday Rose S Bites with Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood. The Sunday Rose S Bites with Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood.
Asda?
Okay, so we are still in love season.
Is it a season?
I don't know.
Can we not forget about it now?
To
Valentine's
me, I think
is over.
Love season.
I can't watch any more Instagram stories. However, the thing I do like, I like the idea of this.
Well, you are chronically single, so why don't you give this a go? Asda basically is launching red shopping baskets. So if you're carrying a red shopping basket, it means that you are encouraging people to like approach you, chat to you, and hopefully kind of bring around some meet cutes.
I like it. I like
the
idea
of this.
What
do you feel about approaching women in the wild versus dating apps?
I would much rather meet someone in the wild than I would on a dating app.
Because you've been through the dating apps back to front.
The problem with dating apps is it's very easy to be interested and funny when you've got time to think about it. And do you know what I mean?
Like, you want to meet them there. So you can like put them on the spot.
Yeah, I want to put them on the spot. Like, be funny, interest me. Go. Well,
how would you approach a woman in a bar?
Asda?
Like, oh yeah, okay. What would put you off if in someone's basket?
Oh, that's a good question.
Thank you.
Anything reduced?
You're such a snob.
Yeah, well, it's
maybe
just
they don't like waste.
Meal for ones. Like microwave meals, like, you know what I mean? If you can't even be bothered to feed yourself properly, then
I mean, I feel like glass houses, but continue.
I'll tell you what I'd like to see. If I saw a red basket that was filled with cheese, because I love cheese, but only like a respectable amount of cheese.
I want to knock you out.
If there was cheese in it, I'd be happy. What about you? What sort of red basket are you going for?
This is actually like, if you could have described like a fever dream worst nightmare way to be approached, this would be it.
What, in a supermarket?
Yeah.
Do you do a food shop?
I do, like, if I can, like, without sounding like I'm so busy, I would prefer to go in the shop.
Would you?
Yeah, because I just don't feel like anyone chooses the right, like, if you do an order of a supermarket, like, you never get the best stuff. Like, it's always a bit sad.
So you like to sort of feel all your vegetables in there?
Yeah, like, I like my avocados to be, like, unripe. Like, don't bring me, like, a ripe avocado. What am I going to do with that?
Wait for it to ripen.
No, like, it has to be unripe, so then I have time, because otherwise it's too much pressure. I don't know if I've got the avocado in my schedule before it turns too soft.
Okay, amazing. Are you one of them that sort of touches up all the veg?
Maybe, possibly.
Yeah.
But I would only go to supermarket at certain times. This sounds really creepy. My favourite time to go to supermarket is late at night.
Do you know what? So is mine.
Knew it, because you're a vampire.
Well, yeah, but also it's the quietest.
Yes.
But that is, even before this Asda thing, that was well known for being late night shoppers go there to meet people.
I've never been approached, but I just said
I don't think that's anything to do with, you know.
One of my favourite things I miss about having the Cheshire House, there was a bit, you know, like a big
A big?
A huge Tesco. It's like, you know, it's obnoxiously
How big?
Like a Like, you know, it's got home. It's like a mooch around Tesco's.
Yeah.
Like, late at night. That's so sad. Or maybe I like M&S as well.
Yeah. If you were looking around and you saw someone's basket, what would you say absolutely not to?
Like, a lot of junk.
Ooh.
Like, it was just, like, excessively junk because I feel like you don't care about yourself.
Right.
Like, one of anything. Because you've got that issue.
Oh, no. Yeah, no. You're a hoarder.
But also, do you know what? Also, the basket so would annoy weird. Me as well. I've never gone into a supermarket and took a basket. Why would you not take a trolley? It's so much easier.
Well, it depends what you're buying. And to be honest with you, it sounds like if you're picking up a red basket, you're not really there for the shopping, are you?
Valid.
You know what I mean?
So you're not buying, like, Super Max Tampax and, like, Vagisil.
I mean, yeah, to be fair, I imagine that would probably put you off if you found a like man buying Supermax Tampax and Vagisil in the basket.
In the red basket. Actually, or maybe you're saying, I care about the microbiome of my vagina, so I am going to get the thrush.
And cream. If you come to mine, I have Tampax for you. So actually, it could be a thoughtful guy.
Wait, do you keep Tampax at your apartment?
Absolutely, yeah.
No, you don't.
Well, you just never know.
You're lying. You're such a freak. No, you don't.
You just never know.
What do you mean you never know?
You just never know.
None of the women you're sleeping with getting their period anymore.
Yeah, to be fair, most of them have been past the menopause.
Okay. And I think also as well is people that buy, this is again just a snobbery thing, like shop brand cleaning products.
Mm.
I love to buy like a limited edition, like, cleaning products.
Nothing says Olivia Atwood better than a limited edition cleaning product.
Over Christmas, there might be a like Christmas scent fabric softener. Like, I know it's probably really bad for you. It's going to give me eczema. I'm still going to buy it.
Nice. Also, I'm well aware that you're not a big fan of Febreze.
I don't like the way it smells because it reminds me of like public places.
Yes, absolutely.
Like, they use that in like offices or like public toilets. I don't want my house to smell of Febreze.
No, I completely understand. But listen, maybe that's the way forward. I've not given it a go, but maybe I should pop to Asda. I might even go tonight because I need to do a food shop. So I can update you tomorrow
what
on
do
how
you
my...
you need to do a food shop? You've lived in that apartment for a year and the fridge has never had anything in
empty.
It.
It is empty. Well, I need some new ice cream. Right, because that's all that's in my freezer. That's literally the only thing that I stock in my house.
Blood sugar test is what you need. Get one of those to go glucose tests.
Everyone says to me, why don't you go to the doctors? And it's just for fear of what they're going to tell me. Liv, I need to talk to you about feet.
What?
So Benny Blanco launched a new podcast. He was sitting barefoot on the sofa on his new podcast with visibly dirty feet. He's also farted into the microphone. So if you are looking for a new podcast to listen to, I suggest you don't listen to that one. There are plenty of others
feel like
available.
He's a rage baiter.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's just...
But also as well, I kind of like... The more I know about this guy against my own will, the more I like.
We'll get onto the dirty feet thing in a minute, but the sort of farting into a microphone on a podcast. So imagine you're there with your AirPods on and you're just sat on the train listening to a podcast and someone's going,
I would actually find it really funny.
You'd love that because you've
I
got toilet humour.
So much.
I would honestly, I would lose the plot. But anyway, the dirty feet thing. So because someone has obviously said to him, oh, you've got really dirty feet, and they've started taking the mick, his wife, Selena Gomez, appeared as a guest on the podcast to dispel that rumour by kissing his feet mid-conversation.
As a couple, it's just so much to digest. I don't know if we needed that.
The picture, I don't think we need, but she hasn't really done it. She's not gone like, for full toe right. suck. She's no, just got, sort of pecked...
Top of toe.
Pecked the top of the
bit
toe.
Of
the do you know what I mean? Like, if
why
she was going to prove it,
dirty,
I want her to
though?
Spit on the sole of his foot and run her tongue up the sole
shut
of his foot.
Up.
I don't want to do this podcast there. I'm literally saying run the tongue up the foot.
So if you were dating someone you really like them, would you kiss their dirty feet?
No, I wouldn't want to, but if I was dispelling the room with their dirty feet, I wouldn't just peck the toe.
Also, I do feel they are rage baiting us because in the photo, he has dirty feet on the bottom.
Yeah, his feet are rotten.
He's been walking around barefoot. Do you walk around barefoot much? Hold on. Do you wear shoes in your house? I feel like you do.
Yeah.
Oh my God, Pete.
Why does
what,
everyone
everywhere?
Find this? If I've got them on, yeah.
Well, like all around the kitchen, like where you food is. There's no food in your house. Like,
when what, I get dressed, I get fully dressed, and
when
then
you go
that's
home
me.
Later, will you take the shoes off before you sit down?
No, I'll probably sit down
oh
and then I'll have
God.
Sank to it, and then I'll take the dogs out.
But do you say I have something to eat? With
yeah.
Your shoes on.
Yes.
In your jeans.
Well, okay.
In
when,
the dark.
Hold on. When you go to a restaurant. Do you take your shoes off to eat?
There's a public... You shouldn't wear your shoes inside the house because there's bacteria on the bottom of them that is, like, dangerous.
There's more bacteria on me than there is on the bottom of my shoes.
That's a whole separate subject.
Well, see what it prevents me...
What if you tread on the dog's paw?
Well, I just don't. I can see them. I know that's hard to believe with my weird eyes.
But what about Eric? He can't get out of the way in time. What if he trodden his little footsie? What noise would he make?
Do you know what? I'll take my shoes off later then. Fine.
What noise would he make?
I'll take my shoes off and I'll have dirty feet.
What noise would he make?
What, Eric? Yeah. What if I trod on his foot?
Yeah.
Something like that, because he's a strange dog. I don't know why I've just done that noise.
I didn't think you'd do it.
I didn't know why I did it, but I'm just trying to make this podcast interesting. This is the Sunday Roast on Kiss, and if you're here with me in Live today and you're feeling a bit fragile, chances are you're a big fan of a night out.
We like a night out, David P.
We love a night out.
Now, there's a story that we've been reading about this guy that went into a phone box, tried and order a kebab, and got locked in there and then had to be rescued by firefighters.
I don't know who uses a phone box anymore, but...
Well, there's so many questions that arise. But the question that had us asking is, like, where's the weirdest place we've ended up after a night out? Pete's answers we couldn't share on the radio. that came to my memory, and shout out to my friend Charlotte, who's married with child now. We share this. It's so weird to see your friends have kids and like normal lives. When we actually ended up in the back of a postman's van after a night out. It's not as sketchy as it sounds. We were coming back from a night out. This is like pre-Uber times. I don't even know how we got to like near where my house is. It was like 6 a.m. My postman of like my family home saw me, pulled over and was like, what are you doing on the street? You know, I was like trying to get home. He's like, jump in the back. So we was in the back with all the letters.
Just lying down
just
with all the letters.
Down. I think we were opening some. And then we got delivered to my dad's front door.
So the postman dropped you and your mate off at your dad's front door after you've been in the back of the van opening people's letters.
Mm-hmm.
Wonderful. That just about sums you up.
Yeah, what a memory.
You're a mess. Listen, I'm getting to a point where I can't stop talking about my age.
Yeah, you're really hung up on it. Do you know what it is? I feel a bit bad for you, and I definitely have...
Because of my age? That's not helping.
Do you know what it is, Kate? So you say you're 37. I feel like me, I haven't helped. Obviously, I was just say you're 40, so now I think that you think you're 40.
Well, I took
the last 3 years of your 30s away.
But it's gone further than that, because recently I did a podcast with Joe Marlar.
Thought you were how old?
47.
47?
47.
No, he didn't.
And I promise you, so for some unknown reason, it's gone viral, and now nearly 20 million people have watched it. And if you look at the comments, and there are thousands upon thousands of comments of all people going, yeah, no, he does look 47. So effectively, 47 is close to the midlife crisis, all right? But I've already had mine because I've had long hair, got a motorbike, sports car, tattoos. I basically had a...
Questionable women.
I had a midlife crisis about 15 years ago, which is when I should have been having a quarter life crisis, which is what people are kind of doing now. They've got quarter life crisis hobbies.
Have I had any of those?
You're just a crisis. So the quarter life crisis is for the younger people, 20s and 30s, and what they're doing is these hobbies. Now, this is one of my pet hates, because it seems to be everywhere, is people being part of clubs.
Well, do you want to list off some of the clubs that are popular? The first one I've got a particular personal issue with, and I'd like this to go extinct, run clubs.
Yeah, but if you are interested in joining a run club, Staying Relevant has just set up a run club, which will be happening on the 1st of May. So look out for that on the
Are you gonna run?
Socials. No, Don, and I'm going to be at the finish line with a megaphone and a pint of Guinness.
Right. So run clubs, they ruin my experience in the park every morning because they are in such big groups. I've got a dog that is like very prey driven, so she's overstimulated by the groups of running. She wants to herd them. And the men, why do men always say they don't give me enough space? Like, they run past you so close that I feel like I'm getting attacked.
Yeah.
So I'm on edge the whole time. So run clubs, I don't like all this positivity in groups.
No.
Pilates, I don't like either because I think it's just fashionable, and I did Pilates before. It was too quiet and too slow. I could hear too much of my own internal dialogue.
Book clubs is a problem. You can't read.
Writing Substack articles. Okay, I don't mind people writing because, like, I think that is a quiet hobby. You write stuff.
That's true. Cold water immersion ice baths, which I think has been around for a while.
I think it's dying out.
I don't mind.
It's dying out.
So I like a cold shower in the morning, but I'll tell you what I don't do is whack it all over social media, because if I want to have a cold shower, I'll have a cold shower because I want to do it.
I don't think we need to see you in the shower, do we?
No, I don't think anyone needs to see that, but also I don't need to see some pillock sitting in an ice bath, heavy breathing for 60 seconds. If you want to do that, do it. Don't share it with me. I don't want to know.
But also, that is the whole point of social media.
Yeah, but this is why I don't do social media. I don't like it. Just go and do your own things. Dance classes, wild. Pottery, I could get on board with.
Really? I would never put my pristine nails into clay if you paid me. Imagine your hands all dirty for a hobby.
Yeah, but imagine...
And then you get a load of crap to clutter up your house with.
So what I'd quite like is imagine someone coming around for a cup of coffee and then give them a coffee and go, do you like that mug? Yeah, made that.
Pathetic.
Gardening, I immediately just thought of my houseplants.
Okay, so you kind of do that.
Dinner parties hosting, couldn't think of anything worse.
I'd like the restaurant to host my dinner party.
Yeah.
I cannot think of any person having 10 people in my home and I have to cook for them.
The best dinner party I've ever been to was just going for dinner on my own. Do you know what I mean? The problem with dinner parties is it involves people, it's just anything party related.
I want to know this. When do people have time for these hobbies? Because outside of work, right, occasionally going out drinking and worrying about stuff that's ever going to happen, I've got no time.
Yeah.
I did like a solid hour on meningitis this week. If I had had a hobby, I wouldn't have been able to do that.
No, but you recovered.
Like, I'd never had it. I just spent an hour worrying that I had it.
Yeah.
If you had to choose one of those out of that list, what are you going to do?
Gardening.
Okay, I would do... God, I have to do it every week.
Well, yeah, it's your hobby.
The dance classes, but I do pole dancing at Freedom.
Nice. I like it. I like what
you
got.
You didn't let me finish. You thought I was going to like tap.
Do you know what the big... you doing tap would be brilliant.
Because this is a true story. I was very dramatic at school.
No.
Yeah, so I was always in drama, always in the school play. So my mum made me join Italia Conte on the weekends, like a performing arts school.
My God.
Yeah. And I liked drama, but I didn't like dance and I didn't like singing. And yeah, I used to cry on a Saturday when she used to leave me there. And I used to cry, put my tap shoes on. And my sister used to be like, oh my God, just hurry up. I was always crying. Pony camp, used to cry the first two days.
All right, no. What I think you're doing now, the more you talk, is just taking yourself out of sort of relatable territory, because I've never heard, I'm 37 years old and I know a lot of...
Yeah, why is horse riding not in there? I'd take up horse riding again.
You hate horses?
I don't, that's a lie. I like the mellow ones. I don't like my sister's crazy horse.
What I remember, listen, I know a lot of sort of posh like you, and I've never heard of pony camp, and I've never heard of tap class. What's Italia Conte?
You've never heard of Italia Conte?
Well, I've heard of it, but it's just for those...
You weren't you a dancer for like a few weeks?
Well, it was, you know, a few months.
Pony camp is what it says. You go away with your pony.
Exactly.
Sometimes you rent a pony there. This is where your parents getting rid of you, as if being at boarding school wasn't enough. They had to get rid of you during the holidays as well.
Wow.
And you ride every day.
The more time I spend with you, like at work and that, I kind of understand your parents.
Okay, I want to add some to this list. Pony camp, horse riding.
Yeah.
Skiing.
Yeah.
Well, yachting.
Yeah, okay.
Hustling men.
Okay. You're not listing...
Trolling people.
Yeah.
That's a hobby.
Well, you're not listing quarter life crisis hobbies. You're just listing your favourite things to do.
Thank you for listening to Sunday Rose Podcast. We'll be back this time next week. Share, like, review, and write nice comments about me, not Pete.
The Sunday Rose S Bites with Pete Wicks and Olivia Atwood. A Rayo Original Podcast.